们一起来默祷。
Let us pray in songs.
阿门。
阿门。
奉主耶稣圣名，我们来第一节的上课。
And so let us start with the first session for the day.
二十一首。
Hymn 21.Let's continue studying the book of Ezekiel.
我们现在来看以西结书的第七章。
Let us now look at Ezekiel chapter 7.
以西结书第七章
Ezekiel chapter 7、
昨天我们、一直学习到第六章
Yesterday we learned up to chapter 6、
第六章在提到以色列百姓在属灵上、有赢的、第六章的第九节、跟偶像行淫
In chapter 6 verse 9 we are told how the Israelites committed harlotry with idols
因为我们跟神在灵里面好像是夫妻的关系。
This is spiritually speaking, in the spirit we are a husband and wife with God.
那偶像一进来，就等于婚姻的第三者跑进来。
When idols enter into the picture, it's like a third party entering into a marriage.
到最后就会使我们跟神的关系破裂断绝。
They will destroy and completely break our relationship with God.
所以在信仰生活里面，偶像是非常严重的。
In our life of faith, idols are a very serious thing to deal with.
当然最容易看到的偶像是物质科的。
Of course, the idols that are more easily identified are those which are carved materially.
但是最不容易感受到的偶像是存在内心的最深处。
The idols that are more difficultly sensed are those who dwell in the depths of the heart.
那是看不见的。
Those are invisible.
所以我们在生活当中要把神的地位往上提。
Therefore, in our lives, let us elevate God's stature in our lives.
像玛利亚说，我心尊主为大。
Just like Mary said, I exalt the name of the Lord.
我的生活中神最大。
In my life, God is the greatest.
那这样就没有偶像了。
And in this way, there shall be no idols.
那我的灵以救主为乐。
My spirit rejoices in the Savior.
有时候我们的生活中神的分量太少。
That is to say, the portion that God occupies in our lives is not large enough.
那世俗的分量太重。
And the portion that the world occupies is too much.
那这个世俗就变成偶像。
Therefore, the world becomes an idol.
取代了神的地位。
Replacing God's position.
所以我们跟神的关系就会越来越薄弱。
Hence, our relationship with God grows thinner.
对神的体验就会越来越少。
Our experiences of God diminish.
所以人跟神的关系是从他的心开始的。
The relationship between man and God starts from the heart of man.
那人的心离开神，归向偶像，人神就开始远离的人。
When the heart of man forsakes God for the sake of idols, then God forsakes man.
所以有时候我们常常发现，我没有犯什么罪啊，但为什么信仰越来越没有力量，体验越来越少？
At times we discover that although we did not commit any major sins.We sense that our experiences in the faith are lesser and less intense.
就是有很多事情已经取代了神。
This is because many things have replaced God in our lives.
比神还重要。
They have become more important than God Himself.
所以我们跟神的关系就受到影响。
Therefore, our relationship with God is negatively influenced.
那在第七章里面
，Here in chapter 7,
第一节就宣告。
In verse 1, there is a proclamation.
神对以色列如此说，结局到了，结局到了。地的四境。第五节。
Five.
结局已经临近了，我必使我的怒气归于你。我们再看第 第五节哈。
Let us see verse five。
主神如此说：有一灾，独有一灾，看呐、临近呐、结局来到了，结局来到了，向你兴起，看呐、末时来到。所以这里我们可以看到重复好多次，结局来到。
Many times we see repeated the phrase "the end has come."
那在创世纪里面有提到挪亚的世代。
In Genesis, we are told about Noah's generation.
这非常相像。
It is a similar situation.
第一个人的心所想都是恶的。
Firstly, men filled their minds with evil.
当时的恶就是拜偶，当时的恶就是淫乱跟暴力。
The evil of the time was sexual morality and violence.
那再来就是人的行为都败坏。
Next, men's actions grew corrupted.
那第三个，神看人的尽头已经来到。
Third, God saw that the end of man was near.
所以从圣经看起来我们的生活一定会有一个结果。
From the point of view of the Bible, our life will lead to a certain outcome.
所以在第四节，第七章的第四节。
Therefore, in chapter 7, verse
4, 我眼必顾恤你，也不怜恤你，却要按你所行的报应你。那照你中间可证的事刑罚你，你就知道我是神。这个地方在讲神是赏善罚恶的神。
He will told that God repays evil with evil and good with a reward.
所以如果做神不喜欢的，一定会有一个结果。
Therefore, if we do that which God displeases, we shall receive a retribution.
那做神喜欢的，也会有更好的结果。
If we do what God likes, then we'll receive a positive reward.
所以我们一生一定要记得，一定会有一个结果出来。
We must remember that for each action we take in our lives, there will be a consequence.
所以这里说照你的所行的来报应你。
Here it is said, I will repay your ways.
那接下去一句话说，就知道我是神。
Next, there is the phrase, and you shall know that I am the Lord.
这句话在以西结书里面出现了五十几次。
In Ezekiel, this phrase appears more than 50 times.
就知道我是神。
And you shall know that I am the Lord.
这个表示说，因为一些事情发生，所以以色列百姓才知道有神的存在，而才认识说，神是这样的神。
This means that because of the happening of certain events, the people actually knew that the Lord existed and He's a God of this manner.
日光之下没有新事。
There is nothing new under the sun.
有时候我们对神的认识大概也差不了多少。
And at times our knowledge of God does not vary to a great degree.
那这个五十几次可以把它归纳起来好多不同的原因。
From the 50 iterations of this phrase, we can categorize them through their cause.
在第五章里面讲神的愤怒向他们显明。
In chapter 5, we are told that their wrath was God's wrath was manifested to them.
那他们就知道我是神。
And they shall know that I am the Lord.
五章的十三节。
Chapter 5, verse 13.
中间开始。
Starting from the middle.
我在他们身中成就所怒所定的，那时他们就知道我是神，我所说的出于我的热心。神发怒的时候，我们就知道真的有神，而且他很厉害。
When God's wrath is aroused, we know that God exists and He is an awesome God.
那神没有发怒的时候，信到最后好像神有没有，自己心里也产生疑问。
When He is not angry, we even start to doubt in our hearts whether He even exists.
那第二个就是神的审判。
Secondly, is God's judgment.
神的报应的时候
，the time of retribution for God.
人就知道说，有一个神。
Then people will know that there is a God.
所以第七章，第六章第七节。
Chapter 6, verse 7.
被杀的人必倒在你们中间，你们就知道我是神。这里说有人被杀，然后他们就醒悟过来。虽然神看不见了，真的有一个神，他就在我们中间，不能够随便来的。
Here we are told that when people die, people will come to the realization that there is a God in their midst, and they cannot do as they please.
所以在这么多就知道我这神里面，大部分都是负面，从负面的方法来知道有一个神，神就在我们中间。
In the iteration of the phrase, and you shall know that I am the Lord, the majority is negative, to know that God is in our midst.
那到了十二章的十五节。
Coming to chapter 12, verse 15.
十二章十五节。
Chapter 12, verse 15.
我将他们四散在列国，分散在列邦的时候，他们就知道我是神。这个地方在讲他们对神的认识就是被掳到巴比伦。
The knowledge they had of God came from being deported to Babylon.
他们从来没有想过这个事情会发生。
They never thought this would come to pass one day.
所以硬心到底。
Therefore, they were stubborn to the uttermost.
当先知宣布要被掳七十年。
When the prophet prophesied that they would be taken captive for 70 years,
他们也反抗，觉得先知不爱国。
They rebelled against the prophet, saying that he was not patriotic.
但是当神讲的话实现了。
But when God's word was fulfilled,
他就回头过来看。
They turned around and saw the situation.
真的，先知讲的话是从神来的。
The word of the prophet came from God.
那在外邦被掳当中。
In the land of the Gentiles in their captivity.
想到耶路撒冷被毁掉，圣殿也被拆掉。
They brought to remembrance the destruction of Jerusalem and its holy temple.
有家回不去。
They had a home to which they could not go back.
这是很痛苦的经验。
This is a very painful experience.
想起这不是偶然发生的。
And they thought that this didn't come to pass by coincidence.
完全照先知的预言实现。
But it was fulfilled according to the word of the prophet.
他们就知道真的有一个神。
And now they knew there was a God.
我们今天被掳到巴比伦就是因为有一个神。
Today we are captive in Babylon because there is a God.
所以有时候我们在信仰生活也是这样。
Now, times the same thing applies to our lives and our faith.
平安的时候，信到最后，有没有神自己也有一点怀疑
In terms of peace, we started out even if God exists.
那开始走迷路了。
And we go through ways that lead us astray.
被神管教。
We are chastened by God.
突然就醒过来，真的有神啊。
And then we realize, yes, God actually exists.
所以这个也是神的怜悯用这个方法来提醒人。
This is also God's mercy, for this serves a reminder to men.
十二章二十节。
Chapter 12, verse 20.
有居民的城邑变成荒凉，地也变成荒秽，你们就知道我是神。这个在提到以色列百姓的故乡圣城变成荒凉荒秽。
Mentioned here is a desolation brought upon the holy city and the temple.
他们就知道有一个神。
And they shall know that there is a God.
我们生活不可以乱来呀。
We cannot be careless in our lifestyle.
再看十三章第九节。
Let us also turn to chapter 13, verse 9.
十三章第九节。
Chapter 13, verse 9.
我的羊必攻击那虚假异象，用诡诈。占卜的先知，他们必不在我的百姓会中，不入在以色列的册上，也必进入以色列，你们就知道我是神。这个地方在提到神怎么对付假先知。
In this location, we see how God opposes and deals with false prophets.
那个时候他们就知道有一个神。
Then they shall know that there is a God.
因为假先知没有神差遣。
Because false prophets are not sent forth by God.
用自己的意思来带领以色列百姓。
They lead the people of Israel through their own will.
所以当神在对付假先知的时候，人就知道有一个真神。
Therefore, when God deals with these false prophets, the people shall know that there is a true God.
再来就是七章二十一节，就是被掳，他们就知道有一个神。
Then in chapter 7, verse 21, in the captivity, they shall know there is a God.
那以上六个原因都是负面的。
All the six examples mentioned above are negative in nature.
那有三个正面的方法来知道真的有一个神。
There are three positive perspectives through which we can know that there is a God.
二十章四十二节。
Chapter 20, verse 42.
二十章的四十二节。
Chapter 20, verse 42.
我领你们进入以色列地，就是我启示应许， 是给你们列祖之地，那时你们就知道我是神。这个地方在提到要带领以色列百姓回来。
This is the mention of bringing the people back to the land.
而且要祝福他们。
And the blessing that shall be upon them.
这样他们就知道真的有一个神。
And they shall know that truly there is a God.
因为神应许亚伯拉罕那一块地有一阵子七十年好像远离了他们。
For there was a land promised to Abraham that was away from them for 70 years.
特别是当时的不拜真神的古列王，波斯古列王。
Especially the king of Persia who did not worship God.
忽然间下命令说，以色列百姓你们都回去建殿。
All of a sudden he gave the command to the people of Israel to return to rebuild the temple.
一个不拜真神的人下命令让以色列百姓回去建圣殿，这个不是神迹还是什么？
If an unbelieving king of the Gentiles commands the Israelites to go back to their land and build a temple, it's not a miracle, then what can be a miracle?
那刚好是七十年到了。
This was the time when the 70 years were up.
那神就照他的预言，就感动古列王，就让他们回去。
This is the way in which God touched Cyrus to command the people to return to Israel.
那人就开始认识说，真的是有神。
And the people of Israel began to know that there is a God.
神的预定好像一个剧本，全部都写出来了。
God's prophecy and foretelling is like a script which is written beforehand.
时间到，好像演戏这样，一场一场一直演出来。
It's just like a play in which things happen according to the scheduled time.
人才知道说，神掌管一切。
Man therefore learned that God holds everything in His hand.
那现在也是一样啊。
Today the same thing applies.
末世要发生什么事情，其实都写在这个但以理书后半边跟启示录。
The latter part of Daniel and Revelation describe the things that shall come to pass in the end of the times.
但这个是封住的。
But this is sealed.
这是末世的剧本。
It is the script to the end of the times.
现在还看不出来。
Now we are unable to see through it.
但是时间要到了，照这个剧本，它将一场一场一直演出来。
But a time will come when all that is written in the script will be played out.
七印七碗七号，这样一直出来。
The seven seals, the seven trumpets, the seven bowls will be revealed one by one.
这一定会实现的。
This will certainly come to pass.
那个时候我们就会知道真的有一个神他掌管人类的历史。
And then we shall know there is a God who is in control of man's history.
所以以色列人回头神带他们回来，他们就真的知道有个神。
When the Israelites turn back to God, God will lead them back and they shall know that there is a God.
29 章
Chapter
29
节 Verse
13 29章的13节
Chapter 29 verse 13
主如此说，满了四十年，我必聚集分散在各国民中的埃及人，这样一直读到十六节。
All the way to 16.
十六节。
16.
埃及不再做以色列家所倚靠的，以色列家仰望埃及人的时候便思念罪孽，他们就知道我是神。到最后，埃及本来是以色列民想要跟他们结盟来得到安全感。
Originally, the Israelites wanted to strike an alliance with Egypt to have some confidence.
那神已经预言埃及会败亡。
But the Bible gives the prophecy that Egypt will come to its end.
他们的依靠就没有了。
And their reliance will be gone.
所以在那个时候，他们就知道有一个神。
Then they shall know that there is a God.
好，我们再看三十七章。
Let us now turn to chapter 37.
以西结书的三十七章。
Ezekiel chapter 37.
第六节。
Verse 6.
三十七章的第六节。
Chapter 37, verse 6.
我必给你们加上筋，使你们长肉，又将皮遮蔽你们，使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了，你们便知道我是神。这里在提到以色列百姓要复兴。
Mentioned here is the revival of the Israelites.
他们就知道有一个神。
They shall know that there is a God.
因为神既然预定要给他们来承受那一块地。
If God predestined for them to inherit that land,
哦，那这个神的旨意谁都没有办法改变。
And no one can change God's will.
哦，所以虽然被掳，好像那个火快要熄灭。
Although they were taken captive, and although the light would appear to be quenched,
但是到最后又兴旺起来。
In the end, it would revive itself.
他们就知道啊，这是神的保守。
And they would know that this is God's protection.
那神在继续祝福他们。
And that God will continue to bless them.
所以啊。他们就知道我是神，就是在生活的体验当中，啊，对神有更清楚的认识。
Therefore, they shall know that I am God. In their lives, they will experience God and know Him further.
啊，其实日光没有新事，日光之下没有新事。
There is really nothing new under the sun.
我们读圣经就让我们知道，我们很多事情都是一直在重复过去。
When we read the Bible, we do notice that history repeats itself.
啊，所以。如果我们对神有信心，很多好的事情我们都可以体验得到。
If we have faith in God, we will be able to experience many good things.
但是如果我们偏行己路，
But if we walk in our own ways,
到最后很多不好的事情一定会发生。
Come to the end, there are many bad things that will happen to us.
但是那个也是体验神的一种方法，是从负面的，是痛苦的。
Yet that is another way of experiencing God, only that it is negative or painful.
那是可以避免的。
It is something avoidable.
所以我们回到第七章。
Let us return to chapter 7.
这个在第七章在讲到他们的尽头已经来到。
Chapter 7 says that their end is near.
但是当神的尽头来，当人的尽头来到的时候。
But when man comes to their end,
刀剑饥荒就来了。
Then comes the sword and the pestilence and the famine.
十九节。
19.
他们要将金银抛在街上，金子看如污秽之物。当神的发怒的日子，他们的金银不能做什么，也不能使心里知足，也不能使肚腹饱足，因为这金银做他们罪孽的绊脚石。我们现在看金银好像很重要。
Today we look at silver and gold as being something important.
但是当神发怒的时候，金银都不能做什么。
But when God enters into His wrath, silver and gold accomplish nothing.
它是很有限的。
They are very limited in their capabilities.
最近有一个工人在见证。
There was a worker who recently testified.
他应该是工作能力很强的，工资一直要跟他提升。
He was a very skilled and able worker in his company. They wanted to promote him.
他提升到最后大概就是变这个主管或者经理。
All the way up the ladder to the point of a general manager.
他一直对他老板说我不需要，我现在过得很好。
He was constantly reminding his boss, I don't need this, I'm good where I am right now.
因为如果一提升收入增加，但是你要用很多的时间在你的工作上。
With that promotion, yes, there is a bigger income, but also more time needs to be invested in work.
那一提升也有权也有利。
And now with a promotion, there is more authority, there is more interest.
但是相对的，在教会里面服侍神的时间就减少。
Relative to this, then the amount that can be dedicated to serving at church decreases.
所以他一直推迟公司要给他的提升。
So he kept rejecting, declining the promotions he was offered at work.
这是一种智慧。
This is a type of wisdom.
随着潮流比较容易。
It is easy to flow with the current.
但是要在潮流当中站得稳我们自己的价值观，这不简单。
But to stand firm, insisting in our value system in the current is difficult.
所以我们一生如果一直都来用来赚钱，不错，生活水准可以提高。
If we dedicate our lives to making money, it is true that we can elevate our living standard.
但是到年老了回头看，只是一堆记忆而已，这个记忆马上就变空的。
But in our old age, when we look back, we only are left with memories which in an instant are empty.
但是如果用那一部分的追求钱财的时间来服侍神，
If we use some of the time we dedicate to making money to serve God,
那个都是写在生命册上。
Then all that we do will be written in the book of life.
我们回头过来看我们的一生，
And looking back to what we did in our lives,
我们觉得我们有一些蒙神纪念，我们就感谢神。
We will feel there are things that are worthy of God remembering us for, and we will be grateful for that.
活着一辈子如果在神的册上都没有，都是一片空白，这是很可惜的。
If we live our entire life and there is nothing to be recorded about in the book of life, this is greatly unfortunate.
我们一直想办法包装自己，让别人看成我很有价值，我是很出名，我是很这样，这个都是空的。
We think of ways of packaging, marketing ourselves in a way so that people think that we are valuable or important, but this is all emptiness.
只有被神肯定，这才是实在的。
The only true thing is God's acknowledgement.
但是这个观念要转变，这个价值观要站得稳，不简单。
But for this concept to be forged and for this value system to be established is quite difficult.
所以这里讲啊，当神发怒啊，这个金银满地，谁都不要，什么都不能用。
In the day of God's wrath, silver and gold are thrown to the streets because they are useless.
那有时候我们这里好多姐妹哦，这个姐妹很重要。
Here we have many sisters. Sisters are very important.
因为她会影响丈夫。
Because they influence their husbands.
所以有时候丈夫会怎么生活、怎么决定其实都是 姐妹影响力很大。
Many factors that influence a husband's life are determined by how the wife influences them.
所以我们来这里追求神的话，建立正确的价值观，一定对我们的婚姻跟家庭。有很正面属灵的影响。
Therefore, when we come here and establish a correct value system, this would possibly impact our family lives.
好，那第七章的二十节开始就提到圣所会被亵渎。
In chapter 7, starting from verse 20, we see the defiling of the temple.
这个圣殿呢，本来是非常可贵的。
The temple was supposed to be precious.
我们看二十节。
Let's see verse 20.
第七章二十节
，Chapter 7, verse 20。
论到神装饰华美的殿，他建立的威严，他们却在其中制造可憎厌恶的偶像，所以这殿，我使他看如污秽之物。请读英文。
20. As for the beauty of his ornaments, he set it in majesty, but they made from it the images of their abominations, their detestable things.Therefore, I have made it like refuse to them.
21.
21.
我必将这个殿交付外邦人为掠物，交付地上恶人如他们，也必亵渎这个殿。这个地方在讲神就把这个殿要交给外邦人。
Here we are told that the temple will be handed over to the Gentiles.
为什么
？Why？
因为在神庄严荣耀的殿里面制造偶像。
Because in the majestic and beautiful temple of God, idols were created.
所以充满荣耀的殿到最后就被拆掉了。
This glorious temple in the end was taken apart.
这个不是神不能做什么。
It is not because God was helpless.
神不能保守保护。
It is not because God was unable to guard and keep the temple.
这是因为他们罪恶所造成的。
But because of the outcome to their iniquities.
那殿是神跟人同在的地方。
The temple is the abiding place from God with men.
殿被拆掉就是神已经离开了。
And when the temple is taken apart, this is because God has left men.
那从第八章的第七章的二十二三节开始。
From chapter 7, verse 23.
就告诉他们要制造锁链来预表他们会被抓。会被掳。
There is the command to make a chain as a representation of their future captivity.
好。所以我们看二十五节。
Let us see verse 25.
毁灭临近了，他们要求平安，却没有平安可得。这个说，当毁灭来到，他们一直求神给他平安，求不到平安。
When destruction comes, people will plead for peace to God, but receive none.
祷告求平安不一定可以得到平安。
If we pray asking for peace, we might not receive this peace that we ask for.
关键在哪里
？Where is the key?
平安是从公义来的。
Peace comes from righteousness.
没有公义，你怎么祷告都不会得平安。
Without righteousness, no matter how you pray, you shall not receive peace.
我们看以赛亚书三十二章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 32.
以赛亚书三十二章。
Isaiah chapter
32, 16节
verse 16.
那是公平要居住在旷野，公义要居住在肥田。十七节
17.
公义的果效必是平安，公义的效验必是平稳，直到永远。十八节
18.
我的百姓必住在平安的居所，安稳的住处，平静的安歇的所在。十九节
19.
但要降冰雹打倒树林，城壁全然拆平。二十节
20.
你们要在各处边撒种放牛驴的有福了。这个十八节说 这个神的百姓要住在平安的居所，安稳的住处，平静安歇所。
18 says, My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, and in a quiet resting place.
哦，这个不是没有，表示外在的环境没有困难。
This does not mean that there is no external difficulties.
所以19节要降冰雹，倒跑树林，城要被拆平啊。
So in verse 19, where it's all about hail that comes down for the forest and the city being brought low in humiliation.
但在那个时候，神的百姓哦，还是很平安的。
But in those times, the people of God will dwell peaceably.
那这个平安从哪里来？
And where does this peace come from? Verse 17.
它是公义的果效，是公义的效验。
The work of righteousness will be peace and the effect of righteousness.
那什么是公义？
What is righteousness?
如果我们看英文字，公义是从对这个字衍生出来的。
Righteousness comes from the word right.
那公义就是在神看来是对的。
So righteousness are the things that are right in God's sight.
如果我们想头脑里面的观念、价值观，神看都是对的。
If everything that we think our value system is correct in God's sight.
我们的决定神看都是对的。
If God sees all our decisions as being correct.
我们的生活神看都是对的。
If God looks at our lifestyle and deems it correct.
那这个叫做公义。
Then this is righteousness.
那公义就是没有罪。
Righteousness is the lack of sin.
没有罪的地方就有神同在。
Where there is no sin, there is the abundance of God.
所以生活如果有公义，神就会同在。
Therefore, if we live in righteousness, God will abide with us.
神同在就是平安。
If God abides, then there is peace.
没有忧愁，没有害怕。
There is no sorrow, no fear.
所以有时候平安不需要求。
Sometimes we don't even need to plead for peace.
你就是一直去追求公义。
Let us just pursue righteousness.
在神看起来都是对的。
Let us pursue the things that are right in God's sight.
那神就越来越跟我们同在。
And God will be further with us.
那我们的生活就越来越平安。
And our lives will enjoy even more peace.
平静安稳。
Peace and tranquility.
但是如果这个公义我们没有去追求。
But if we do not pursue righteousness.
跟人的关系不好，也不想要改变。
If we do not get along with others, and neither do we seek to change this.
或者我们有亏负谁。
Or if we have offended anyone,
或者我们的心思念有问题
or whether there's a problem with our thoughts,
我们的价值观跟世俗一样
if our value system is the same as the people of this world,
我们这个人都不愿意改变
if we are unwilling to change ourselves,
那天天跪来祷告，禁食祷告，神啊给我平安，很难得到
And every day we fast and kneel down and pray before God asking for peace, it is quite difficult for this peace to be granted.
因为神没有同在，就没有平安。
For without the abundance of God, there is no peace.
一个人如果活在不义里面，想的是不义的，神不会同在。
If a person dwells in unrighteousness and thinks unrighteousness, God will not abide with them.
所以祷告求平安之前要先追求公义。
Before we set to pray for peace, let us pursue righteousness firstly.
因此在第七章里面说，他们求平安了，却没有平安。
Here in chapter 7, we are told that although they ask for peace, they receive none.
所以这是第四章到第七章，圣城受困受罚。
This is chapter 7, chapter 4 to chapter 7, the suffering of the temple.
那我们就来看这个里面几个问题，我们来思考。
Now let us think about several issues within.
第一个。神荣耀的形第一个他们就知道我是神，对选民的意义何在
？Firstly, what is the meaning of "They shall know that I am the Lord" to the chosen people？
也就是说，我们在信仰生活当中
，That is to say, in our life and in our faith，
有时候如果生活得很平顺、很平安到最后我们对神的观念模模糊糊
If everything is absolute smooth sailing and peace and quietness, then our concept of God becomes blurry.
祷告有说方言，但是没有体验。
We pray,
好像在喝水，没有什么感觉。
We pray in tongues, but the sensation is insipid. There is no flavor like drinking water.
所以生活一直偏向世俗。
And our lives are prone to go to the world.
一直我们遇到不顺的时间我们就开始求告神，我们就知道真的有神。
When things do not go our way, we start to pray to God, and we shall know there is a God.
再来就是我们对神的恩典的体验，我们就知道有神。
Next is through our experience of God, we know that there is a God.
那第二个。
Second.
从预兆中思考受苦的意义。
What is the meaning of suffering through the visions?
受苦不一定都是因为有罪的。
suffering does not happen only because of sin.
哦，所以我们看到信徒受苦，或者我们自己受苦，也不一定说都是有罪。
So when we see our fellow members suffer or so suffer, it might not be because of sin.
哦，所以瞎眼的人来问主耶稣是谁犯罪呢？是他还是他的父母呢
？The disciples asked the Lord Jesus Christ, "Is this person blind because he sinned or his parents sinned?"
主耶稣说，这是要显明神的荣耀了，不是因为罪。
Jesus said, "This is not because of sin, but to manifest the glory of the Lord."
但是反过来讲啊，患难中要思想，这是传道书告诉我们。
From a verse perspective, in a trial, we must think. This is what Ecclesiastes tells us.
就是在想起到底神让这个事情发生，对我是有什么意义。
This consists of thinking, what is the meaning and the purpose of God allowing this to happen to me?
啊，有时候我们在听见证哦，这个见证有两种。
When we hear testimonies, we can categorize them into two types.
第一个见证就是我生了一场大病哦，大家为我祷告哦，感谢神好起来了，就结束了。
The first type, I had a very serious illness. Everyone prayed for me, and I recovered, and that is the end of it.
本来医生说会死的。
The doctor said that I was supposed to die.
祷告又活过来了。
And after praying, I came back alive.
神很伟大。
God is wonderful and great.
这个就是陈述事实来讲，神很伟大。
This is a statement of the truth and the conclusion that God is great.
但是另外一种见证就是在这个生病的过程当中，对自己的人生有一个反省。
The second type of testimony deals with the introspection within the sickness.
对人生有一个觉悟。
It deals with the coming to one's senses in terms of the sickness.
对将来的生活有一个改变。
In terms of life and the change wrought in that life accordingly.
因为这一场生病带来的。
All because of the sickness.
所以有一个弟兄在灵恩会见证说他心脏手术的体验。
There's a brother who testified about his heart surgery during spiritual complication.
到最后他说我有一个新的心。
And in the end, he said, "I have been bestowed a new heart."
就是因为这个心脏的手术给他思想到很多。
Because of heart surgery, many new thoughts came to his mind.
那现在他整个心思意念更新变化。
And now his mind has been completely transformed and renewed.
所以他下决心以后要用这个新的心来更热心服侍神。
So he set the determination to serve God even more fervently with his new heart.
所以他的见证有双层意思。
His testimony then is double-fold.
第一个，他心脏这个问题神保守他没有更大的患难得到医治。
Firstly, God guarded his physical heart for it not to suffer further damage.And instead, be recovered and healed.
第二个，更新他的灵性。
Secondly, his spirit and spirituality were renewed.
所以当我们一个人生病为他祷告，也可以有两种方式。
When we intercede for a person that is sick, we can approach this in two manners.
第一个就是祷告神让他好起来。
The first to ask God to make them well.
这是我们一般做的。
This is what we ordinarily do.
那第二个是祷告求神给他属灵智慧。
The second is to ask for God to grant them spiritual wisdom.
借着这个困难让他在灵性上能够成长。
To allow the brother or sister to grow in their faith through this difficulty.
这个更重要。
This is even more important.
所以我们本身在受苦的时候，当然求神让苦难赶快过去是好，但是患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练这个老练英文叫做个性。
When we are suffering, it is good for us to pray to God to remove this pain swiftly, but then we need to know that tribulation gives way to perseverance and perseverance to character.
我们有时候听到了以后，我们自己读圣经几十年个性不改就是不会改。
When we read the Bible and pray for 5-10 years, we do not change in character.
但是经过患难，每个人个性都会改变。
But through tribulation, everyone's character will be remolded.
那这就是患难我们要思考的地方。
This is what we must think about in the midst of suffering.
那第三个
Number three.
旧约的神太残忍太厉害，你同意吗？
Do you agree with the statement that the God in the Old Testament is too cruel and too violent?
同意的举手。
If you agree,
旧约神太厉害了。
If the God in the Old Testament is too stern.
所以有的布道者说，旧约神我没有办法拜，新约的主耶稣我还可以接受。
Some true seekers say then the God in the Old Testament I cannot accept nor worship. Jesus in the Old Testament maybe.
因为旧约杀了好多人。
Because in the Old Testament God killed so many people.
这样的讲法我们可不可以同意
？Can we agree with such statement?
旧约神太厉害，有这样感觉的举手。
Who has the feeling that the God in the Old Testament is too stern?
好，神没有改变哦，昨天、今天、明天，神没有改变。
But God never changed yesterday, today, forever. He is the same.
那为什么旧约的神这么厉害，新约的神好像很慈爱
？So why is it that the God in the Old Testament is so stern and severe, but in the New Testament he's so merciful?
因为旧约哈，这个救恩还没有完成。
This is because salvation was not accomplished in the Old Testament.
应该到十分吧，还有三分钟哈。
I think I have three more minutes, right?
好，旧约是救恩还没有成全。
Salvation was not accomplished in the Old Testament.
所以神的公义有时候就马上来到。
So God's justice was imparted swiftly.
那人犯的罪远远超过神对待人。
And man's sin is way beyond the way God treats man.
如果神造人犯的罪来对待人，人早就死光了。
If man treated man in God's place, then all men would be dead early.
你看我们家里面有没有一只蚂蚁？连一只也没有。
Do you have ants inside your house? No, not one.
蚂蚁做了什么坏事
？What did the ant do to you?
没有啊，只是爬进来而已啊。
Nothing. It just crept in.
你全部都把它杀掉了。
But you killed them all.
因为看起来不顺眼啊。
Because you didn't like.
那你看神看我们会顺眼吗
？Just because you don't like them, but do you think God will like you just by the way you are?
有没有全部被杀掉
？We were not all killed.
没有
No.
那新约是因为主耶稣来是恩典在前。
In the New Testament, when Jesus came, he came forth with mercy. First,
主耶稣说：“我来不是要审判。”
He said, "I came not to judge.
我是要拯救
，but to save."
但是那不信的。
But those who do not believe,
末日我要审判他。
I shall judge in the latter day.
所以如果我们启示录看一看
，Therefore, if we read Revelation,
末世要发生的在旧约找不到。
The things that are going to occur at the end of times cannot be found in the Old Testament.
太可怕了。
Because it is just too fearsome.
空前绝后的。
It is something that did not occur before in history.
所以神没有改变啊。
Nor will occur after, but God never changed.
在主再来的时候，那个神的公义实现的时候，你旧约看不到。
When God comes and He imparts His justice, this is something that you would not see in the Old Testament.
非常可怕。
It is a greatly fear instilling.
我们现在在做什么？
Now what are we doing?
就是在预备自己等主再来。
We are preparing ourselves for His coming.
那再来的那一天呢、啊，我们都被提了。
The day when He comes, we shall all be elevated.
就能够避免这些神的刑罚。
And we will be able to escape God's fearsome punishment.
因为我们是进到神的恩典里面。
Because we have entered into God's grace.
所以神是一样的。
God is and was the same.
是在新约哦，恩典在前。公义在后。
It so happens that the New Testament mercy comes first and justice later.
一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
阿门，休息。
Amen.